It was just in the middle of nowhere. It was this sort of this like baseball mecca in the middle of farms and mountains, and this little one streetlight town. And we're there in the middle of November, and it's cold, and there's a line to get into the Hall of Fame at like 9:30 in the morning. And that was awesome. That was so cool. Just to like see all these people and these little kids and these old people and people being pushed in wheelchairs and strollers going through, looking at Lou Gehrig's hat and Ty Cobb's like spikes and Yogi Berra's MVP trophy. And I thought that that was really impressive and heartening.
Two years ago, from their dorm room in Noyes, Max Frankel and Sean Morash began writing what would become Off the Bench, a blog dedicated to their passion for baseball.
So we write about Major League Baseball primarily. We have the mostly baseball tagline, but it's just that. And we sort of started because somebody that we were friends with essentially challenged us and said, "You can't do it. You're not good enough to do it." So as good Vassar students, we didn't take kindly to that. And so we started and went from there.
Sean and I lived together sophomore year, and we had sort of the raw materials necessary. We had the website, we had the interest, and I think we had the skill. And it was just kind of a matter of committing ourselves and putting it together. And the work that it took in to get it off the ground, and the work that it took to sort of get it out there and publicize a little bit more. And the dedication to continue to write every day through November and December when nothing happens.
Kind of my favorite stuff that you guys do has been like the more, I guess, abstract things that you wouldn't think of doing. Like, I remember talking to you guys about like comparing each major league team to like a different movie.
Yeah. That's exactly the sort of stuff that we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You participated in our all-time draft.
That's right. Yeah.
We had a whole series of stuff where we basically sat down in a room and made a roster of guys from
forever.
The Hill history of baseball. And the idea was abstract because, you know, it was effectively picking the best players, but it was also picking the best years. It was a little unclear, and sort of that argument made for a good substance.
Yeah, we take advantage of the mostly clause, I think, because we do things like nickname brackets. So
yeah,
who's got the best nickname in sports history?
Yeah.
And we have our friends vote on it. And comparing baseball teams to movies and comparing or coming up with the best lineup from all fictional baseball players.
Yeah.
So, like, making ridiculous comparisons, who's a better hitter, Mr. 3000 or Roy Hobbs. And
yeah,
it's not grounded in reality, but it's kind of a fun thought experiment, and it's a fun thing to write.
And that's our biggest thing, and I sort of think the reason we do this is because we enjoy it. We're big fans of the game. It's what I do, you know, every morning. I'll go and I'll see what's going on. It's hard to explain that obsession to people who don't like baseball, who don't understand it, but that's my interest. The favorite thing I've written was after last year's memorable playoff run where the Cardinals won the World Series, and it was crazy dramatic.
Brady's hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
I wrote basically, this is why I love baseball, in 500 words, and it was good, but nobody read it.
Yeah, that's kind of frustrating. You come up with things that like you really poured your heart into, and no one sees them. And the things that you write on a whim. I was bored last winter, so I decided to rank all 30 major league managers. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people read it. It was one of our biggest hitters. It's interesting that's what people sort of drawn to. For me, one sort of success was something I really thought I had a good idea on. I wrote really well, I thought, and then it blew up. I proposed that the Seattle Mariners trade Ichiro Suzuki to the Dodgers just before he got traded to the Yankees. And I wrote like 2,000 words, and I really went at it. And it like sort of blew up a little bit, and I thought that was very satisfying.
Yeah.
For something that I worked hard on and something, an idea I thought was actually pretty good to
become reality.
Yeah, to get
and then get
actually seen and get read a little bit. It's also been a really incredible experience because there are so many different skills that are required to make this work that we didn't know going in.
Yeah.
So at this point, we have ads on the site, so we generate a little revenue, so it's almost like a business. And I had to spend an entire afternoon going through a contract with an ad agency. So managing your online presence, obviously writing is the biggest thing, but there's managing the online presence. There's managing sort of the money part of it. There's making sure that the site is running and the technical aspect of it. Mostly Sean, but Sean and I have gotten better at website management and web design. And networking with people. We met an alum last year who's out in San Francisco doing like programming now, and he helped us redesign the site. So all these different things that we never thought would be involved in writing a baseball blog, seems kind of simple, have really broadened, I know, my skill set, and I'm very grateful for it.
Right, absolutely. And one of the things that Max, you can probably speak to this a little bit better than I can, but it's a resume booster in that you have your samples of writing online. You go into a job interview and you say, hey, I run this blog. The first thing that, you've sent them your resume, the first thing they do is they go and then check out your substance.
Exactly.
And see, and I went in and had an interview this summer, and it was with an energy company, basically. And the guy said, hey, I'm a huge Yankees fan. I loved what you wrote 2 days ago.
And that's awesome.
I've never met you.
I had a job as a writer this summer as a blogger. And it was on environment and energy issues. But the first day I walk in and my boss throws a packet of my posts from the blog on the table and said, I've read through these 15, 20 things. Here's what I think you're good at. Here's what I don't think you're good at. Let's talk about how we can improve your writing. And let's talk about, I know who you are better than I normally would have. And I thought that was really cool.
How does your experience growing up playing baseball and, still playing baseball today, every day, how does that kind of affect your voice and how does that differentiate your blog from the rest of what's being written?
I think it's easy to be a fat guy who watches the Mets a lot and to sort of comment on the Mets. But I think it gives us some credibility that I think deservedly so, that we're out there every day, we're practicing, we're playing. Wow, that slider's really good, and I would know because I know I have a slider and it's not nearly that good.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate this guy's ability to hit a baseball because I know how hard that is.
Yeah.
And to be able to sort of offer that technical insight that other sites can't bring, I think is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we online, you sort of have a little biography of ourselves that people visit as soon as they go. It's a major page. It's this probably one of our top viewed things that just says, hey, I'm Sean Morash. I'm an outfielder. I play for Vassar College. If you want to look me up, I hit, 180 my freshman year. and I'm not scared to sort of, put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that we know how hard it is to pinch hit and what that means,
mm-hmm.
In a greater baseball context.
Yeah, I mean, pinch hitting is a good example. It's easy to say, this guy's terrible. Look, he's 0-for-12 in pinch hit at-bats this year. But we sort of have the insight to say, yeah, he's 0-for-12 in pinch hit at-bats this year, but he's looked good, he's had these three good at-bats, and pinch hitting is one of the hardest things you can do.
Yeah.
So to be able to offer that outlook is something that we bring to the table.
I remember watching Chipper Jones hit a walk-off in the spring, and I went absolutely crazy, jumping around. There's videos of me just going crazy. I'm a big Chipper Jones fan. My dog's name is Chipper. Baseball's in my life. But afterwards, the guy was almost in tears, and he was like, I wish everyone in the world could experience what I just experienced.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
That's why he plays the game, and
exactly.
That's sort of why we play the game.
Exactly.
So you have to remember to keep, there is that incredible affection and, very passionate about it, and you have to remember to keep that in the forefront. And not get bogged down in all these ridiculous contract discussions and all the crap that goes along with talking about Major League Baseball.
It's we just went up to Cooperstown too.
Can you talk about?
Yeah, we made it off the bench. Hajj, we called it
pilgrimage to Cooperstown.
It was a pilgrimage to Cooperstown, which is such a cool place because it's just so Americana, and it's such a big part of baseball history, but more also the role that these players had in just being an entertainer. Everything that I read was Babe Ruth was the best entertainer ever. He was so much more than just a home run hitter with a fat guy with a bat. The 82-year-old guy that we met at the motel remembered shaking Babe Ruth's hand when he was 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing is so cool.
And because we play, we do it for the reasons I said before, it's easy to remember why you love the game.
Sean and Max are seniors at Vassar, and you can read their blog at offthebenchbaseball.com.
Round and round the world we go again. Where we